This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At the stroke of midnight, we will count it down together. And if you're going to go out, the only thing I ask, if you're going to have an adult beverage or two, don't drive. Right? There might be some flurries later on tonight. It's going to be very, very cold. If you're heading to Times Square, just take your headphones, you know, little earbuds, and keep it right here with us. We'll put on a better show than Ryan Seacrest and that whole lineup there. The lightweights. I got the heavyweights. All right, like my man Pete Caldera, all right, who covers the Yankees, soup to nuts, head to toe, all year long. Pete, all right, you're going to be performing tonight. I got to let you plug this thing tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate it. Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm at the Carnegie Club right now. Decorated for New Year's, obviously, and sold out tonight which I'm glad for, because it's almost impossible to get onto this block. We're on West 56th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. It has to be the absolutely safest block in the world right now, because with all the police presence and everything going on here, you just absolutely cannot get through here. So it's after like 6 p.m. here. So we're going to have a good time here tonight.
All right, there you go. Well, Pete covers the team for the Bergen Record, USA Today Network, the whole thing. All right, Pete, let's look back on 2025. Give me the high point for you of the Yankee season. And obviously, they couldn't get past the Blue Jays. 94 wins, Blue Jays 94 wins. Toronto wins the season series and takes them out in the postseason. But let's look at the positive of the Yankee season. Give me some points, some of the highlights of the Yankee season, in your opinion.
Well, if I'm gonna like think about a couple of moments from the year, I'm probably always gonna go back to the night that Cam Schlittler just handcuffed the Red Sox and Aaron Judge's home run off the foul pole, that were their like two signature October moments, in even though it was a fleeting and brief October, those obviously stand out. For the whole season, the way that Cam came on, Jazz's 30-30 season, the way that they came back, I guess, when it looked like we were, you remember that weekend in Miami right after the trade deadline,
right.
they got destroyed by a team that was basically out of it, and they'd made all these changes, all these trades at the deadline to improve their bullpen, and then everybody collapsed all at once in that entire weekend, and then, you know, Jazz has that base running hiccup at first base, and that was a total disaster. It looked like they were never further from being a team that could make the playoffs, let alone, you know, have any sort of run or expecting to have any kind of run in postseason. And yet they did manage to pick themselves up around early to mid August and play as well as they did down the stretch, and then of course tie the Blue Jays, but miss out on winning the division because of the
tiebreaker,
the season record. Yeah, but that part of the season, yeah, I give them a lot of credit for that. But still, they're postseason exposed a lot of flaws in this team, and we all saw them unravel in the division series, and obviously the Jays were the legitimate American League champion, and if you watch the World Series, you knew that they were the better team in the World Series too. They just had a series of missteps that just denied them from winning a championship. That's how it goes. That's baseball. But absolutely kudos to the Toronto Blue Jays. They were the best team in the American League this year.
Looking ahead, 2026, I know it's still early. The rosters haven't been finished yet. There's still work to do. Still a couple of months for Brian Cashman and company to get everything together. Bellinger's still out there. Tucker's still out there. Maybe some trades. Who knows? But right now, as you see things right now, knowing how Cashman operates, this team has another shot to go back to the postseason next year?
Well, I mean, they always do. I mean, just based on the talent they have and the payroll they do have. But yeah, you're expecting that they will make some improvements on this roster at some point along the way, and maybe that's not now, and maybe it's all the way towards the trade deadline in July, which wouldn't really satisfy anybody in Yankees universe, but. I guess on the one hand, they've got a team right now that they could put out there in field and be competitive within the most competitive division there is in baseball, the American League East. But we're all expecting them to do something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't re-sign Bellinger, now you're relying on Jason Dominguez and possibly an unknown in Spencer Jones in left field. You're bringing it back with Trent Grisham. You always have injury concerns with an aging roster, and you wonder if like a guy like Giancarlo Stanton, how much you can rely on him being on the field, even though he's just a DH. Judge is moving into his mid 30s now. You have a lot of question marks at some key positions where you didn't get a lot of offense at catcher and shortstop last season. Is Ben Rice going to be your full-time first baseman? And can he, hit left-handers consistently and stay there? Or do they expect him to be something of a part-time catcher as well? You've got a third base platoon there. There's an awful lot of questions, and we haven't even gotten to the rotation yet where Cole, Rodon, and Schmidt will not be there to start the season. And you haven't really completed finishing your bullpen where you could probably use another setup reliever or two to help bolster that area. So there's a whole lot of questions here as we move into the new year.
All right, well, we're going to give Brian Cashman the benefit of the doubt also. Like, on the other side, we'll give it to David Stearns with the Mets, because we still haven't even crossed over, at least for a matter of a couple of hours, to the new year. Hall of Fame. I put out the list. Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, Andy Pettit. Give me your opinion on those three names, in or out.
Well, I voted for Beltran every time. This is his fourth year on the ballot. I'm pretty sure he's going to get in this year. It seems that he's trending that way. It's a shame that that he was denied previously because of what Major League Baseball really did an affront to him. I think just making him sort of the poster child for the Astros electronic sign stealing scandal. There were a lot more, there was a lot more involved in that. And if you want to call him a key player in that, well, it was his last year, and wasn't it convenient that Major League Baseball chose to single out a guy that was retiring after that season, and not
Altuve
and not Correa, bear the brunt of that.
And not Correa and not Altuve. You can say it. Yeah, and not
it was just a shame that Carlos Beltran had to bear the brunt of that. And to me that doesn't take away from his Hall of Fame candidacy. Yeah, does it not look good? Of course it was a terrible part of baseball history that went on. But let's not pretend ourselves that things like that didn't go on anywhere else. And that includes the Bronx and Boston, where that's saying it was to that extent. But these things were part of baseball. Now, to the extent of what the Astros were involved in, yeah, this had to be punishable. But for Beltran to take the full effect of that was just it wasn't fair.
No, I agree with you 100%. Andrew Jones.
To me, no. Listen, and it doesn't discard from a great career. In my mind, I think anyone who is on the ballot this is acknowledgement of a great major league career. You're talking about the top 1.5 to 2% of anybody who's ever played this game in Major League Baseball history. But my personal Hall of Fame standard, I have not voted for Andrew Jones. Not that I don't consider him every year, I do. But when I think about Andrew Jones, I also think about Jim Edmonds, who was had a very brief stay on our ballot as a center fielder. Kenny Lofton, who probably was if he was on our ballot now, would be getting as much consideration as Andrew Jones is. Torrey Hunter, also another terrific center fielder, doesn't cross my personal Hall of Fame threshold, but another great career that you would consider up there with Jones's. I know that
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The gold gloves and everything, but I look at his career after age 30, it kind of waned. A great career. My threshold, not a Hall of Fame career.
Andy Pettit.
Another excellent pitcher who, when you pitched on 8 pennant winners, you've done something right? I always loved watching Andy Pettitte pitch, love him even more as, you know, a guy who, you know, was so gracious to the media and was, you know, free with his time and just accessible and quotable. It was an excellent career. Just to put it in my own personal perspective, and this your mileage may vary, obviously, I never voted for Mike Mussina. Mike Mussina probably arguably, well, he's in the Hall of Fame, had a better career than Andy Pettitte. Mussina didn't make my threshold, so Pettitte falls short there. But what a great career! And again, you pitched on 8 pennant winners.
Interesting. So of those three, only Beltran goes in for you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. All right.
Yeah, and then there was nobody else really that was on the newcomers that came to the ballot that were really crossed that Hall of Fame threshold.
All right. I agree with you 100%, Pete. All right, we shall see where the twists and turns of the offseason take us, my friend. I'll let you go so you can get ready for a wonderful evening. Bringing in the new year right here in New York City. Get that voice ready to go. Enjoy and say hi to Stan and everyone. The whole group over there at the club is going to be a great time tonight.
You got it, Ricky. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's our buddy Pete Caldera getting ready to hit the stage. For those that don't know, Caldera is a tremendous vocalist. Sings all the classic Sinatra stuff. Just a fantastic singer. Getting ready to go. In Times Square to perform tonight for New Year's Eve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.